This is a HeadGum Original.
Sunshade Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
Hey, whores, it's me, a piping parakeet whose name is Mono Gapian. I am also the host of the one and only RuPaul's Drag Race Recap podcast. What a pleasure for your goddamn holes, all seven of them. I am very delighted to be joined today by, stand-up legend, I don't know what to say, comedian, writer, auteur, Hanny. And a cutie to boot, it's Joe Dombrowski.
Legendary, more like legs and dairy.
Bitch wear, I've seen you. You're a nice trim piece of bitch.
Let me tell you what. Love the podcast, by the way. Ever since I did your podcast the first time, your fans, those are some ride or die hoes.
They are ride or die.
They still write me telling me they found me from Mono. I was like,
you're delightful. You're a favorite on this pod, I must admit.
Oh, you're a favorite of my life, so we're
even. No, I love that. Yeah, they're very, very ride or die. You know, I honestly think we get the best Drag Race fans. And y'all know this if you're listening. We get the Drag Race fans who are fans, but also like have a life. Yeah, I said it. Like have a life because like they want to hear the tea, but they're not the queens who are like, did you know that Jujubee holds the record for 8 mini wins plus 2 yeah. maxi wins, but only on a regular season and non-international plus all-stars minus divided cosine faggot. I don't like those fans and those aren't my listeners.
I have a theory as to why.
Talk to me. Illuminate.
And honestly, I'm going to get into a little bit of this. It's because we grew with the show. The oldest girl on the show this season is 34 years old. I'm 34 years old. Bitch. And I grew with that. Like when I was watching the show, mm-hmm. I think I was like 20, 21, 22, something like that. And I was like, the young girls were oh my God, that's me. And then yes. like in my early 20s and now like still in my mid 30s, yes. like I'm growing with the show. Now these young little honeys are watching the show mm-hmm. and they are coming for the children. And I was like, excuse me, do you even know what happened in season 3, 4, and 5? You have no idea. Like, do you know what soft sculpture is on the runway and how it gets you red? You don't. And why don't we wear green? You don't even know.
Tamar, because you don't watch the show. Like, right. But truly, man, it's giving, and that's giving Plain Jane. Plain Jane is giving new fan.
I got hot takes, bitch. I got hot takes. Can I just say
boil
Plain
me?
Jane right
Let's
now?
Talk. Say it right now. Honey. Don't make me wait. Don't edge me.
Honey. She's getting red by the fans.
I know.
And I'm not agreeing with it. And here's why.
Talk to me.
Plain Jane, that's a smart hooker. She came into the show and she got the call that you're on and she yeah. said, I'm the villain. Wouldn't yes. you rather go on the show knowing that you're playing the villain rather than watching it in real time and being like, they edited me as the villain?
Yeah.
And honestly, it's giving me villain that I want. It's kiki. It's fun. It's friendly.
I see both sides of this, but I genuinely am having fun with it. I mean, again, what's interesting is like she knows she's an asshole. She knows she's an asshole. Or at the very least, she knows she's playing an asshole. And I don't think yeah. she cares. Or she has some fun personality disorder where she doesn't realize it. Untucked would make me, I saw Untucked, I don't expect you to, but I saw Untucked this week and it was actually a good one. Plain Jane mm-hmm. is an asshole again. And okay. the result, why that's interesting is only because I couldn't tell. I was like, girl, do you know you're an asshole? Because if you know and you're in control, great. But if you're clueless, that's fine too. But I'm the jury's still out on if she knows or she doesn't know.
Right. But here's the other reason that I like her is mm-hmm. because I personally have been longing for a girl who's going to play strategically.
I'm
over everyone being like, track record. No, vote to win, bitch. Vote yeah. to win because there's a lot of money on the line and you've worked your craft way too hard to lose it because you fell short one week.
That's what I love about Raid a Queen. Are they going to keep
me
this?
Me too.
I love it. Because it's immediate drama and it's immediate camaraderie and it's immediate opinions. Like, you have to say your opinions as opposed to that 1 week where Rue says who deserves to be in the bottom. We get that feedback every week, which is great.
Exactly. And Miss Nymphia, you think that plain Jane is cunty on Raid a Queen? Nymphia, yeah. Literally, you have one wonky eyelash and you're six. Like, it's done.
Wait, I'm a Nymphia stan. I'm going to tell you right now.
Oh,
Joe.
Fully. Me too. That is some shit I've been longing for. Also, oh my. Okay, wait.
Just did glamour. To quote Gia Gunn, where is the glamour? The glamour is Nymphia Wynn. That's where the glamour is.
100% fully. And the attention to detail, exceptional. And yeah. Loved the edit that they gave us. That we.
Yeah.
It's a yes.
It's a yes. Wait, for what we're looking at right now on the screen?
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't take my meds today. I'm
No. But overall, this is a fun season so far, right? This is fun.
Oh, obsessed. I wasn't going to watch it, actually, because I've been bored by the past couple of seasons. And then I watched Meet the Queens and I was like, okay, a little lackluster. And then I watched episode one and I was like, I'm in.
Yeah. And the girls are fighting this season. I love that these Miami girls hate each other's guts in a very fun way. They're just like, I'm just not impressed by her. And even saying it to Rue.
They're complete opposites. And also they're giving totally different things, but one's a look queen and one's performer. And let me tell you what, they should team up and help each other because let me tell you what.
100%.
That mug. Is it Maya? Is it Maya?
Maya is the dancing bitch.
Maya Iman. The mug is Bustique, which Bustique is my term for Bustic, but also Magnifique.
Oh my God. It's Bustique Winters from season two.
Bustique the house down, honey.
Bustique
I can't.
Bustique Winters. That Done. Is wild. Yeah, it's definitely. I thought it was okay. I'm being nice now for some reason. But you're right. Miss Dion. Yeah, they need to be friends because they will be put in the bottom two together. I guarantee it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, like, we see it coming and coming and it don't stop coming.
And before I forget, why is Hershey's look this week so good? And then the taste level just drops off in the ball challenge.
It was giving me the opening scene of Tu Wong Fu when Miss Chi Chi's running through the rain. Mm-hmm. And it was just very much like you literally went to Goodwill, picked up a few things, threw on a not terrible wig, but did nothing to it, and then walked. But I have to tell you, what about Miss Hershey? That's my trait of the season. Fully.
Yes, she's gorgeous. And fully. I mean, gorgeous and fun and cute. And I'm sad. We'll get there, but I'm already devastated. I was like, no,
me too.
Bitch, not her.
I am too. Was not calling that for first out at all.
Shout out to Maya Iman LePage for giving me an iconic line of saying another big titty dimbo, big titty dumbo. It's interesting also because, before I forget, why not talk about like, how is it that she's such a bitch and can read, but also she's kind of quiet on stage. And if we're to believe the edit, she told RuPaul to her face, I'm not quiet. Do we believe that
in
edit?
In the most demure way possible, which I was just like, oh, no. I also have to tell you this. For some reason, I gravitate towards the underdog, which I would say this season it's a mandatory meeting.
Because you're a hero.
I love a mandatory meeting.
Me
I
too.
Am here. Okay, my kitty's been
That's
stuck
why
in
you should
head.
Watch Untucked. Yeah.
Okay. I will.
But keep going. That song, My Kitty. Where's my kitty?
My kitty. Mandatory meeting is Bustique to a T. It's busted and magnifique. But her dancing in My Kitty.
It was great.
Like that borderline assassin. Like,
yes.
Very
and
good.
And when you watch Untucked, what you're going to like is she stands up for herself in a really iconic way. Miss Plain Jane very much comes for her and says, like, I don't like your drag. And then a mandatory meeting in a very elegant and likable way says, girl, why are you so pressed? You're like, why so much? You know what I mean? Like, oh, in a really,
I'm going to watch it. I can't wait.
You actually have to watch it because Plain Jane's like, I'm just doing it as a sister. And a mandatory meeting, very concise. He calls it out. It's like, bitch, what kind of sister? Like, be honest with me. What kind of sister says what you just said to me? And it's cunt.
Oh, I'm here for that. Now, how are you with Miss Mirage though?
I love Miss Mirage. At first I wasn't sure. Ugh. And now I wanna watch her open a clementine because she does everything so cunt.
Oh God, that honestly, like when I'm up in Guiche looking busted like a brick, in my head, I look like Mirage though.
Same. Yeah, exactly. When I'm you know those videos of like the runway models who keep wobbling out of their high heels. What I do when I'm wearing high heels, but in my mind, I'm miraging about the stage.
Mirage is pussy.
Yeah.
That's it. There's nothing else to it. And I'm here for... Okay, Dad was a boxer in the army. Like, is boxer... I'm so sorry. Does boxer mean something other than what I'm thinking? Because when she said that, I was like, oh, honey, I don't think.
Yeah, it sounded like he was punching holes in the barracks. And I'm not talking about glory holes. It sounds like he was fisting holes. Like, what does that mean, being a boxer in the army?
I do know that, like, the army and the navy and stuff, they have their own, like, football team and they compete. But is that, like, every sport? And if it was, I don't think boxing would be one.
I don't know. You're boring me. I can't talk about this. This is boring.
This is heterosexual.
It's heterosexual and I hate it.
Miss Q. Oh my
Q
God.
Q is amazing. That's like, there's a lot of just heavy hitters this season where I'm like,
heavy.
Same. I'm like, holy shit, the level of drag. I know it's been said before, but the level of drag you have to be at to get on a regular season of Drag Race is no longer what it once was.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. And you know why I love this season? That's absolutely it. Yeah. I've said this time and time again. I am done with the girls where every single girl goes to Marco Marco and says, here are the runways, make me an outfit. Hugh makes her own shit. Dawn makes her own shit.
Yes.
Oh my God, I would say over half of them make their own shit.
A lot of them. Of course, Miss, oh my God, Nymphia. Yeah, they make their shit. Even, I want to say,
for that.
It's hot. I want to say even, oh God, the New York, Miss New York Plasma. I think she makes some shit of her own. Or at least she knows how to.
I'm not sure on Plasma, but a mandatory meaning, like, she turned a look.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say seamstress, but she turned a motherfucking look.
She gave it. She gave it. And again, in Untucked, she's like, look, I had to take this home and make it look halfway decent, but bitch, I did it.
But she did. But she did it. And that's the shit that I have longed for in those first, let's say, six seasons, where you have, like, if you didn't make your own shit, you were done for. Like, it's how it is. You couldn't just come in and say party and put on a pillowcase.
Having said that though, someone will always come down the runway in some insane or obscene shit. Like, but this one, unfortunately, was Hershey's week when you just watch Hershey coming down the runway, which I hated watching, but Hershey going, what, bitch? No.
Oh,
no. Jeans. No.
It was hard. I actually was not very into Megami's either.
And oh,
I was,
yeah.
When she was safe, I was like, oh.
Well,
okay.
Girl, I'm 100% with you. And that's exactly what they want us to feel. Because Megami, who has been, I guess, by her sister called the Eeyore of drag.
Whoa, right? Oh my God. I was like, okay, woof. Read the bitch. Yes.
Does that mean all her lip sync numbers are boring, dry thought pieces? Because that sucks. Shout out to Meatball, who just did a Megami parody lip sync. She didn't. So funny. Yes,
were you there?
She did. No, I just saw the videos online, but it's so fucking funny. It's basically her singing that song by Four Non Blondes and then holding up like
what it say. What it say?
Just signs like protect bad drag, an inspirational quote. Just like signs that should mean something, but have no impact. And that is exactly.
Michelle was just like, boom.
Boom.
This.
Okay, wait. Immunity potion. We got to talk about that really quick. This is interesting. It's immunity and it's going to work more like Survivor rules, but it will go away. Thoughts?
Into it. I've into been it. Longing also for immunity. There, I think that's the other thing that's keeping me. Like, we have the Raider Queen. We have immunity. We have very good girls.
They're doing
I'm
it.
I'm into immunity. Now, what's your prediction with how that's going to work? Because Rue didn't fully explain it.
I bet, my guess is, I could be so wrong, is I bet it'll expire in like 2 or 3 weeks. Like, I think it could even expire next episode or the next episode after that, because just like in Survivor, they need you to use the idol so it can go back in the population, because we can't just give out 8 million immunity potions.
No, exactly.
That's my prediction. What do you think?
I think that they're going to drink it and it's actually hypnotic. And if you gave it away, that was a loss for you.
Hypnotic. Not, girl, you just gave me college flashbacks.
Right? Like, how? Oh, just took me right back to 2007. I'm so here for it, though. I love it. I love that it's back. I don't really like who has it.
Right. You're saying you don't like Safira and Plain having it? You don't like Safira.
Okay.
Here you go. You don't, because I love Safira, and let's fight about it. I love Safira.
I don't not like Safira.
Sounds like a hater. Sounds like a hater.
I don't not like Safira. These past runways were top notch, and I don't agree with the episode 3. Episode 1, I cannot get over. Like, girl, did you look in the mirror and realize that you put A cups on a linebacker? Like, you shit. Like, I can't get past it. Like, the level of detail that needs to be on this show was not there. And it's yet, true. One, I was like, okay, dumbfounded. But
I'm
go
here
off,
for,
girl.
Who do you think should have won that episode? You're
God,
saying... Because Q, do you? Q was also in the top.
I wanted Q to win this one. Nymphia's,
I know.
Eyes
Q has been
take it out though. Like that, what you couldn't.
But
that
I always
man
live
on the
for
moon,
someone.
Bitch. The man on the moon.
I mean, the man on the moon was unreal. I know she's gonna be pressed. Also, because she is giving amazing shit. She's getting makes edged it. Out. Just by a hair, she's getting edged out. That's going to be her story. And, you know, clearly they're showing that. But I also love when a bitch wins with a little bit, just a drop of extra charisma. And, of course, Safira won when she gave a little bit more in that lip sync than Q did, unfortunately.
Uh-huh. But I was still here for Q's lip sync. And I've
you were here for that wiggle wiggle? That
I was here for that. I don't
Joe,
know.
Stop
I've
it.
Always wondered, do you think... First of all, that Rue actually decides the winner. And two, do you think that it's all based off of the lip sync? Or do you think she takes into account other shit?
I mean...
Like she knows when they go into the lip sync.
I would... That's an impossible question to answer.
It's
because
not answer it. And this is my podcast.
Here's my honest thought. Some weeks, I think she gets to use her veto power. And I think some weeks the producers are like, it would be really great for story if this queen wins this week. So I think some weeks she vetoes and some weeks she's like, sure, let's make a TV show.
Yeah, fully. Okay.
That's my
I'll
guess.
Accept it. I'll let you can have your podcast back. Q is also Trade and Dawn is the twink of the century. And I'm just like, I'm so into Dawn.
This is the dawning of the age of a Twinkie. Yes. Yeah, it's
like
very
mug?
That. Do what?
Do you like her mug, though?
Yeah, I love it. I love her makeup. Yeah. It's giving me video game fantasy, and I'm always here to expand and explore what drag makeup should be.
Okay, well, Miss Congeniality sounds good.
Thank you. Representing the cardinal state of North Carolina.
From my living room. I don't know. I'm here for it, but if there is not... I am here for it. That's it. But if there's not a moment when Michelle looks at her and says, give me glam beat, and she can't do it, like or can do it, I do want to see her come out and have like snatched back to the bottom of her scalp, pussy to the gods, give me cunt, cunt, cunt. Like that, I want that mug on her just for one time.
I think, I mean, based, I'm guessing I'm basing this only, I'm being biased, but I think she can based on being able to paint in different colors. And yeah. I even think she's like one of the only queens who really changed up her makeup in this runway, if I'm not mistaken.
Really?
We'll see though.
I wouldn't exactly say it was really changed up. I
okay, think that's fair. That's fair. Please. Take my podcast away. That's fair.
Living for Bootserolles, though. Bootserolles are like very 2025.
Bootserolles? What the hell? Why do I not know what a Bootserolles is?
She, I'm pretty sure she invented it. It was boot overalls. Bootserolles,
boot
I call
overalls.
It.
Overalls.
Can you get with it? Like,
can you
hello?
Fucking catch up, Mono? My God. Like,
literally, where fucking... are you? Bootserolles are the house down.
Q slipping in her trauma, work bitch. You better get your camera time. I do. It did. It was truly sad and horrible that her grandma's bitch. Thanks a lot, bitch. You bitch, homophobic, transphobic, cunt grandma.
It gives me. It gives me. Fuck your grandma like this. The
fuck her,
poor
I don't
Kansas
care.
City woman.
Let her die. Is she dead?
But also
yeah.
that. She said, give her COVID. Oh my God. I can't handle this.
I'm not done with old problematic people. Get them out of here. You're done.
Oh,
you're done.
Literally.
You're
literally.
Done. You're done. And let me tell you why you're done.
Thank you. Q said she loves Mima though.
Yeah,
and she wishes she still had a relation.
Girl, that's called Stockholm syndrome. I don't love your kidnapper.
But she did find her chosen family and yay for that.
Thank you. Let's Thank see. You. These girls are being cunts to each other. Anything before we chirp and burp the 78 looks on the runway?
Oh, literally, when I was watching it today, when it was a ball, I was so excited. And then as I was watching the podcast, I was like, okay, stay on track with Mono tomorrow.
We're going to go quick. And in fact, yeah. to do
Wanna
that,
just do it. Yeah.
We're going to need a break. So silence, Joe. I feel like taking a break. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me de-crap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it, but now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month, plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. My break. I will say the one thing I'm worried about is the minute they're giving Hershey the backstory Tyler Perry thing, I was like, fuck, 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 fuck. I was like, she's either in the bottom two and saves her life or in the bottom two and dead.
100%. I actually knew that going even before this, based on her episode, I was kind of like, ooh, I love her so much, but they're giving her so much already. Like, they went in about the kids, they went in about her partner, they showed the pictures, and I was like, ooh, 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 ooh. I'm predicting it. Rattlesnake sound going off in the back of my head.
Yes.
And then she gave us this. The second she walked, the bee outfit, everything. Mother Nature, I was like, go on, you're gone with the wind.
I know. It was scary. So, okay, let's get in right into it. We're doing the Mother Goose runway first. Geneva Carr is coming out as Miss Muffet. Thoughts, chirp or burp? If you like it, chirp it. You're burping it. Okay.
It's been burped. It's pillows. It's giving me pillows, pillows, pillows. It's giving me, what's her name? When she did the pillowcase runway, that was good, but this isn't
done shit. It's giving you Utica's good one, but not good.
It's giving me Utica's good sleeping bags, but bad.
I'm going to weirdly give it a light chirp because I think it's weird, but I think it's kind of successful in the color storyline.
Mm. Well, that makes one of us.
Dawn is Cushy Cow. Who the fuck
and
is Cushy Cow?
Don't even fucking come for me saying that she switched up her makeup, you dumb bitch. Look at that fucking mug. It is literally Dawn at like period.
She's giving cow nose.
Shut the fuck up. Literally, and she's switched her mug on the runway.
Let's see. This color is pink and white. Let's see what the next colors are.
Change the color. It's a whole new drag queen. No,
a new mug is hard to do.
But also this, who the fuck is Tipsy Cow and
Cushy Cow? No clue.
What the hell were half these lullabies?
I think they were like made up, right?
They
weren't real. They
literally went into like, they're like, okay, give us every lullaby from every country and universe planet that we can find, because I don't know who the hell Cushy Cow is.
Made up, right? Is Cushy Cow real, listeners? This look is a chirp.
Dawn said I'm Cushy Cow, and if you don't know the nursery rhyme, that's a you thing. Didn't know this one either, but I was here for it.
Are you chirping Cushy Cow or no?
I am chirping the fuck out of Cushy Cow.
Okay, I agree. It's gorgeous. Yes. Okay, now Hershey's Bernie B. Okay, Bernie B running for president. This one is weird. Man,
Bernie
the hair sucks.
B a little furry. Bernie B a little furry. Too furry. Like, I would love if the collar was not fur.
I just hated the hair, and the makeup should be a little brighter and bring in more yellow.
Okay, so she burps this?
I'm actually chirping it. I just hate the hair a lot.
I do love a girl in a pussycat wig at all times.
But this is like a bowl cut from Supercuts. Fantastic. Not so fantastic, Sam's. Thanks a lot, Grandma.
Okay. No, it's fine. It looks great. I chirp it 100.
Okay. Baba Black Sheep from Mirage. I know this one. I loved it.
I know this one too. Yeah. And I love the take on it too. As like Baba Black Sheep, she was out shopping for the wool on Rodeo, and then she came out with bags and bags of black wool. And the look is so still Mirage.
It's
Mirage's
good.
Cute boy too.
Very cute boy. I know. It's like I'm getting actually more. My crush is growing as she confuses my brain with her androgynous glamour, you know? I mean, she's just so beautiful in like so many gender expressions. I'm like, hot.
And her dad's a boxer, so chirp.
And her dad's a boxer in the army, which we all, no explanation needed.
We were watching the show like, yes, army.
Chirp. It's a chirp.
It's a chirp.
Next is Megami giving little Bo Peep. She can't find her sheep, even though she's fucking holding it. Okay. Mm-mm. Why is this? Huh. Like, I like the hair.
And then she called it a deconstructed little Bo Peep. What? Who was the designer that did this? They did
her.
This. Like a, no, bitch. There was a designer that had like a full runway that was like these like half numbers.
I remember what you're talking about, but I'm not literate enough to give you an answer.
Yeah, she tried it and it didn't work.
So
I don't
you're
know.
Burping
it's 1 million. 1 million.
I am going to burp it. Even though it does, it's not ugly. Like all the pieces are just Leg Avenue pieces. I know because I do a bad drag that these are all just Leg Avenue moments.
She said, here's your invite to bad drag.
Okay, a mandatory meeting, keeping the cat storyline alive with little pussy. Sure.
Go first.
I'm going to burp it just because she said she got someone to make 7 dead cats and she put them on her shoulders. And to me, that's cunt. Like, that's really, really cunt. And I also love that it's not even an A line. It's a rhombus line dress. It is such a stupid, aggressive. It's so aggressively stupid. It's a chirp for me. What do you think?
It's actually so stupidly aggressive. It's a burp for me. One, big hair. Thought it could have been bigger. Two, kind of. I thought that the hair could have been so big that it came out to the ends of this rhombus number. And the cats were not doing it for me. I much rather would have seen like a bunch of little cats sewn together as like an actual like pussy cape, if you will.
Yeah.
It just wasn't. And then there was like, and then she turned around and was trying to give a story. And it was so quick that they showed it that I was like, I don't think there's a story. I do love a mandatory meeting, but burp, burp, burpity burp.
Yeah, I've written a letter to Catty. It's not great. It's a burp. Mm-hmm. His address is hell below.
Yeah, bye.
Bye. Okay, Morphine Love Dion giving latex Yvette from Clue. What'd you think?
Dare I say seen it?
Like, yeah, you've definitely seen it.
Yeah,
but is
if she
it,
put on
but
a
is
habit,
it glamour?
She could have been latex nun, which we've also seen. Is
yeah,
it
wait, this
glamour?
Is a no, man and a maid. What the hell is that? I don't know.
No, it's a handmaid's fail. And I am not.
Thank you.
I'm here. It's good. Look, it's executed well. It's doing great. But I think like boot because fully. I'm sorry. A burp because of fully.
I don't know what you just said. What are you talking about?
I don't know what that is. I never heard of anything like that.
You sneezed. A boot. You just sneezed.
It is a burp because of lack of originality. I've seen it. Great.
I'm going to chirp
it. You did
it
well. Okay.
I agree. It doesn't give fairy tale at all, but it's so pretty. No, I'm going to burp it because it doesn't give fairy tale. It is pretty, but it doesn't give fairy tale whatsoever.
I don't think you hit the brief, bitch. But
yeah, sorry.
Good on ya. The mug's great though, honestly. And
no,
like,
what's
all this
great.
Talk of the BBL? It's like, okay, next.
Fuck.
Wow. I do like her a lot though. Actually,
I love her. She's fun and she's fun TV. She's really. She's cunty
like
in a fun way.
She's really her.
Yeah, me too. I'm not getting any production.
Maya
on LePage as Mary's Canary. Whatever
were
the hell
you
that is.
Also shocked that nobody said that the feathers were too high up?
Okay. The reason why I was okay with the high feathers, I thought they did. I think they made a brief comment about it. But I think if I'm not mistaken, I saw her playfully like even like leaning over and kind of poking through them. I think then makes it purposeful to me.
Yeah.
Or the dress doesn't
look
fit.
Like this in Miss Continental before, I think.
Mm-hmm. But you think it's just giving tall grass and it's blocking her.
Giving tall Savannah grass. Yeah, I do think it was tall and it was blocking her, but I do have to say though, too, it's a chirp though. Still.
It's a chirp. I think it's a chirp. I wish she leaned a little more into like peeking through, because I think that would have been better. But I mean, all tea is, it was probably a dress for a girl who was just a few inches taller.
Perhaps.
Yeah, that's my gut.
The chirp of the century right here.
Q is the man in the moon. And I know that one. That is a real fairy tale. It's amazing. It's weird. It's androgynous.
It's so weird. And it's giving me like man on the moon who's going to read your cards and put a tea leaf at the bottom of a cup and tell you your future. And I love it.
Yeah. And then sip the cup and then break the cup and then tell you to put the cup back together. Yeah.
So much. Like, I can't even get over it. Like God, it's so good. And the mug to go with it, with the like super fierce highlight that's so, this is literally drag excellence right here. If this bitch is not top three, I will literally put cement shoes on and jump into the Puget Sound. This is great. This is so good.
This is really good. It's gorgeous. It's also like, yeah, it's like not very femme in a way that's interesting.
It's not, but it's not very masked either. It's full non-bi in the middle of the road exceptionalism. Yes.
She's giving NB.
God, I love this.
Eleganza.
You know what it's giving? It's giving Panto Dame, actually.
It actually is giving Panto Dame. It's amazing. Do I wish the shoes weren't black? It doesn't matter what I think. It's a chirp.
You're right. Because this is my podcast.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm giving it to you. Nymphia Wind. Okay. Also, Little Boy Blue is real. Little Boy Blue,
Little
Nymphia
Boy Blue
Wind
is a real one. We'll accept that.
Another NB fantasy, if you will.
Another NB fantasy chirp the house down. And I'd love to see this look and the man on the moon in a panto something. Like, these looks go together seamlessly. And this one is just
awesome.
Damn, that's good. Yeah, that is. And the shoes are it.
I know. Using chunky shoes to your benefit. And this is when you get to wear chunky shoes, you know?
This is so good. Like, oh my God. I'm literally like crazy.
Exactly. It's like the color story, the pastels, the gold, the feathered hat, the drapey sleeve thing.
This is literally when they say more is more.
More is more.
This is more is more done
perfectly.
And another one, bitch.
And again, though, color theory, though. I mean, if you're a color theory expert, talk to me. But it's perfect color theory because, yes, so much is going on, but it's all blended in a way that makes, you know, that gives your eyes a road to go down.
I'm colorblind in real life, but I do see what you're saying. Yes.
Work. You see the gradients giving a moment.
I do. Yeah.
Saphira Crystal giving Peter Pumpkin Eater. That's real. I fucking love this.
I am obsessed with this one too. Dare I say, this also goes with the past too. Like, all three of these could have been characters in something together. And this is just
unbelievable.
This is the highest level of camp.
This is the highest level of camp. This deserves to go down in history as one of the best looks on the show. I'm not saying top three, but like top 10 or 15. This is unbelievable.
This is unbelievable. This is like, how'd you get it there? Truly.
I know. It's like stiff and wooden and the witch-eyed on top
of
everything.
Just the wig accentuating the look. When the wig makes sense, like a wig like this and then Nymphia's banana wig, when the wig accentuates the garment,
dude,
I come. This is so good.
We're sticky. We're sticky over here.
Sliding out of my seat. Like, I can't even.
My boxers are crunching over. This is fantastic.
Your boxers, stop. Your panties from Victoria's Secret. Don't lie. Don't do this.
Sorry. My dad was a boxer in the army. this is
my
a chirp
strap that I picked off.
It's a caca, actually.
For 100.
Plain Jane, Pussycat by the Fire? What? What? Sure. Very pretty.
It's a chirp. It's done right. I mean, I'm not going to chirp it like the other three, but it's a chirp. It's done right.
It's
the levels are great. The cuts are fantastic. The mug is on brand.
Good. The hair's
the wig
good.
Again does justice to the look. It's a chirp.
And it's a chirp. It's absolute chirp. Mm-hmm. Tsunami Muse is Humpty Dumpty. Holy shit. I love this so much.
Tsunami Snooze is doing really well on this runway.
Wow. She said it.
I do like her. She didn't impress me her first few times on the runway. I would have liked this to be the reveal look. Because this would have won that.
Oh, this would have been a much better reveal look, but you know, she needed to turn into the egg slut. Yeah, you're right. This would have been a better reveal look, but holy shit.
Is it giving you like cum a little bit though?
I mean, everything gives me cum, you know?
Yeah.
I mean that all my male suitors give me cum is what I'm saying.
It's actually a total chirp though still, actually.
It's an absolute chirp. It's amazing. It's gorgeous. It's
a
weird.
A good chunky heel, which is very, like the shoe gives me, it's giving me throwback to like 2000, 2001, 2002. And I'm like driving a Volkswagen Beetle, you feel?
Oh my God, with a little flower and the little
with
vase.
With a daisy? Yeah, 100.
Yes.
Yeah, I love it.
It's very Mandy Moore candy.
Girl,
Tweedledee, Tweedledum. Tell me what.
Read the bitch, because I don't have the breath.
Yeah, I love, again, in Untucked, they correctly read her. And to Dawn's credit, Dawn reads her in the best way. Dawn, like a true sister, says, I love you, but no, ma'am. Just no, ma'am. It doesn't.
Did she say
I
why?
See what you were going for. It just doesn't work. Like the science doesn't work. The butts don't make sense. Nothing makes sense.
The butts made zero sense.
I know.
This girl's trying it, though, right?
She's like, trying it.
She's coming in hot. But it's just like, unfortunately, this girl should have been on a different season. She would have done well on a different season.
Wow.
And this one.
You said that.
Quick pause. Another reason why I love this season is because it's not predictable. Like,
not at all.
Okay. Literally, girl. Fucking Sasha Colby walks in and you're all right, game's over. But this one, I'm like, oh, they're all giving me cunt at all times. Even this is actually superior, but just not good.
The idea is awesome, but she's crazy. But the idea is awesome. I almost want to chirp it on insanity, but I have to burp it, unfortunately.
I do have to burp it. I do have to burp it. But
oh my God.
Like, props for creativity.
Props. Okay, we have to go faster because there's 800 looks.
Okay.
Now they're doing mother celebrities. Geneva Carr, Salma Hayek, burp or chirp?
Burp.
Yeah, burp. It's not that ugly, but burp.
Yeah, the mug's fierce.
The mug's fierce. I'm actually torn on my burp. Why am I burping it?
I'm torn on my burp too, but I'm holding strong.
Okay, we're going to burp it. Next, Dawn giving Tiffany's, what's her fucking name? Audrey Hepburn.
Huge chirp.
Okay, that makeup is different, bitch.
You're literally insane. Get off my podcast. This is literally Dawn.
That makeup is so different. You don't.
Literally, you're on a different planet. I can't handle it. This is literally Dawn's makeup. This is what she does. Tell me it's different and you are out.
Everyone, listeners, weigh in. Is the makeup different or not at all? I think it's different.
Oh, yeah. Listeners, weigh in and tell the bitch she's Batsu. This is unbelievable.
This is gorgeous white and black fantasy, and it's done in a weird way, and the pussy cutouts are cool.
Great look. This is now
Hershey LaCourgette.
This, I want to say, was the biggest burp of all looks that walked the runway. Yeah, I just couldn't handle it.
You just don't like the globe?
I don't like the globe. I loved the message. Don't like the globe. I don't like the hot glued accents of fire at the titty and the shoulder. I thought the shoulders could have come out. Huge. I thought the hair could have been fire. And then also it's a mini dress. Like, it's a latex mini dress. No, girl.
But I think it's her most successful look of the three.
More than the bee?
Okay, maybe I'm lying. I think I just like her too much. I am still going to chirp it, and I'm sick. Am I going to chirp this?
I actually won't let it happen.
Okay. It is very weird to just look at continents on a dress. That sucks. Like, that sucks to look at. Okay, burp.
Right.
Mirage as La Llorona. Love.
Yeah. Love.
Love the tears. I love also incorporating tears in this different way. We've seen La Llorona on Drag Race a couple times. This is awesome.
Yeah.
You're only okay on it.
No, I mean, yeah, but it's a cat suit with a couple crystals and a cool design. So I can't overly chirp it.
We can give it a chirp. Yeah, I think it deserves a chirp for presentation.
I'm giving it a
okay, work. Megami as Lady Gaga. No. No.
The white square in front is, I think, what lost me. Oh, is it an apron?
I guess it's an apron, but I get it. It's a telephone music video.
You know what I'm going to say? I'm going to actually say this. I'm going to say chirp, because if I saw her walk around on Halloween in this, I would have known she was Lady Gaga in that video. Which,
it's giving it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's giving Miracle Whip.
Fuck. Oh, Jesus.
What? No, I mean No. In the music video where they have the Miracle Whip placement. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Where she goes, but also it is giving not real mayonnaise, it's giving Miracle Whip instead.
It is giving cosplay, which is what she does.
I'm so
who
mean.
Knows?
I'm just going to burp it. It's not bad, but I'm just not buying the fantasy.
Yeah.
Okay, wait, we're going to talk about the self-massage look, but first, we have to take another break. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, diva, so why should payday? Yes, I'm a robotic bitch, and the one thing that makes this robot go cuckoo-cachoo is money. Not tomorrow, today. And guess who helps with that? Earnin. That's right. Earnin will put the money in your hands today. You can get $100 per day or 750 buckarooskies per pay period. All you have to do is download the Earnin app, verify your paycheck. You get access to $100 a day as you work. And you can do it from absolutely anywhere in the darn world. That's why I love Earnin. It makes money easy. Because, you know, sometimes your employers act a fool, okay? Yeah, it's like they're in the Untucked Lounge and they're acting a fool girl. So whether it's for a special night out, you want to treat your loved one, an unexpected bill from the vet, yikes, or rent, bitch, you can use Earnin to your advantage. Make it a part of your financial routine. Join the over 3.5 million customers who say, when I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security, plus peace of mind. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Drag Her Under Podcast. When you sign up, it'll really help the show. That's Drag Her Under Podcast. Subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Bring back my break. A mandatory meeting, kissing ass in the best way as Michelle Visage. I love this, actually.
I mean, like, I don't think so, honey. Michelle Visage.
I like that we're going to disagree. It's a chirp for me.
Yeah, it's not.
Tell me why. You don't like old Michelle to new Michelle?
No, God. I honestly can't tell you why. I just thought that the execution wasn't quite there. I don't know, but maybe I did. I'm fully on the fence.
Yeah. For me, it was funny enough. The fact that she has a front bodice piece with big fake boobies and her old jersey glamour into the more chic massage, I just think that's a smart reveal, so I gotta chirp it.
Yeah. Okay.
And I think her makeup's improved.
Yeah, I'm NB on this. Sorry. I don't know.
No prob. You can give it a merp if you refuse to report.
This is I gotta merp it too. You know what? I'm gonna chirp it. Because it was very daring. It was a bold move to do a judge. And
daring.
The walk was it. And she sold the garments. The garments were a burp. The personnel was a chirp.
Like that. Okay, Morphine Love Deanna's Kris Jenner.
When they announced this category, I said out loud, I think she's going to do Kris Jenner, and had no idea. And boom, she did. And she did it very well.
It's an easy transformation for her. She did it very well. Now, do I want to give her points for clean execution, or am I going to yell at her for going so easy?
I'm giving her points for clean execution and doing, it is clearly Kris, but she did her own Kris with this cute little triangle titty number that Kris has never been seen in. And it's a chirp for me because it's done to perfection.
You're kind of right. I'm going to give it a chirp for cleanliness and cuteness. And this is a better, this is how you do a cute little bob. I'm so sorry. Remember that Hershey's weird little
I will give pussy that cat. To you. Yes, yes.
This is
how you do a pussycat wig.
Yeah, it's just better quality. Maya Iman LePage as Lil' Kim.
I was actually so here for this, and I'm still going to chirp this. I loved it. It was Lil' Kim. When she walked out, and I was she does kind of look like Lil' Kim. And then she said, people say I look like Lil' Kim. And I was like, it's a chirp.
I'm going to burp it, and I'll tell you why. Don't lip sync to nothing on the runway. I hated that, and I can't tell you why. It's like, stop lip syncing to nothing. We get it. Just hold the mic and be a bad bitch.
Love this. Would have liked to seen, I think she could have played to the gaze just a little bit more if she did Lil Kim in the Moulin Rouge music video. But
that
would have
been
really
great.
Yeah, it's good, though. It's great.
The presentation was great. It was actually too much for me, so I'm going to burp it.
Okay, I think that's totally fair.
Q is Judy Garland.
Again, an exceptional chirp.
Exceptional.
Took the look, elevated it, made it gay as fuck, and did it with perfection and poise and grace and everything.
Better than Judy's dress, dare I say. It is so stunning.
It's stunning.
Wow. The details, the dangle, the sequins, chirp.
Unbelievable. And that's why I think she should have won this week, because her runway in this category was better than Nymphia's in this category.
That is true, actually. I would say that's true, that it is better in this category.
Right.
But I actually think Nymphia was right for the win. Because the last look was something I've never seen on this stage.
I have to agree. I do have to agree. This was
Nymphia wins wedding dress, Angelina Jolie moment.
No, it's Nymphia wins wedding dress. Don't even try to relate this to anybody. So I'm going to say it's a chirp in execution. It's a burp in meeting the brief.
Yeah, I'm going to have to chirp it on her shocking beauty, beautiful hair, and it works. But yeah, I mean, I'll forget the garment.
Mm-hmm.
Safira Cristal as Eve. Mm-hmm. Love. I loved this. I know it's a little simple, as it's a bodysuit with good painting on it, but her hair and makeup just do it for me.
And this is why I'm going to say it's a burp, because the hair, the props, and the mug are what I liked more than the garment. And this was a garment challenge. It's a ball. And if I'm at the hair, the mug, and the props is why I like it, then it's not a chirp. But it is fantastic, but this one... I'm so sorry. I do have to burp it for that. Yes.
I'm going to disagree, because she has a bone snake and is wearing snake skin pumps. That's cunt for me.
I thought she could have gone a little bit farther with the snake skin because it was just a little bit of snake skin and she was trying to show that I killed the snake and turned it into something. Maybe, you know.
Snake skin like bikini?
Like a thigh-high boot. Full snake skin would have been pussy, but
that would have been more clear. You know what I mean? Like, this is what I'm selling you.
Yes, yes, yes.
Plain Jane Octomom.
It's a boot fully. I think it's a
moo-moo.
Wait, what? That's,
did you sneeze again? You sneezed again.
I did. I sneezed hard that time, actually. This is a burp fully. It's a moo-moo with some sparkle. And again, heavy on the props, which I'm sorry. It's miss.
It's a miss for me. It's not hideous, but it's, not hideous. Good enough to chirp. So
and
it's a
you
burp.
Didn't sell it enough. You sold it on the runway. Just something could have done something a little bit more. Maybe if it was a full belly that you pushed and all eight came out or something.
Absolutely. I want the full weird belly.
Full and I want them to be wet with placent. That's it.
Wet with placent. You heard it here. First. Tsunami giving her mama candy muse. Love.
I always wondered if this was the same jukebox. It has to be, right?
It has to be. Let me see if the details. It has to be. You can't make another denim jukebox.
This is a full chirp.
It's
a
actually rude.
Chirp.
It's rude because.
Oh, I know, bitch. Don't even say it.
I'm not going to say it. All I'm going to say is Tsunami looks really good in it. Really good.
Yep. Okay. Plasma. I've been dying
Plasma.
To tell you. Been dying
and
to tell
Bolin.
You this. This is why this is a burp to me.
Okay.
You're gonna do Anne Boleyn on the runway, and you're gonna do the original and not Anne Boleyn in Six the Musical, which would have been fucking everything.
Okay.
And you're a Broadway queen, and I don't know. I just. Absolutely not.
I wish. I wish the headpiece. I'm not even gay enough to know your reference right now, but I'm so sorry for that because I'm.
When you look it up, you're gonna die. That the costume in that musical for Anne Boleyn is the best one of all of them.
Okay.
But yeah, and the head not coming off.
Yeah, that's true. I wanted the hair piece to be bigger, like the head bump hair piece to be like bigger. But I'm gonna chirp it because I just think it's a gorgeous garment.
Fair.
Okay, my God, Rhett, call me mother. Let's chirp and burp. These whores, they actually made these looks out of menswear. Oh, my God, what a gag. Call me mother, father, Eleganza. First up, we got Geneva Carr in this sort of taupe and baby blue getup. Thoughts?
It's a chirp. I do think it was done right. I think she could have done a little bit more to have me, like, fully blow my load, but still a chirp.
I thought it was a chirp.
Yeah,
I get that it wasn't perfection, but I was impressed that she made me look at these colors together and go, that's kind of fashion.
Yeah. I actually liked how the panty kind of matched that little swatch at the top. I was into that, yeah.
Her landing strip, it's a chirp. She did not deserve to be in the full bottom, I think.
Fully.
Dawn giving construction elf from the Keebler country thoughts.
Yeah, huge chirp. And the cape to
huge.
Go. First of all, the booterolls were everything and the cape
the
just was unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Thank you for coining that term. You can have my podcast. It's amazing. And I hate to be dramatic, but it's changing fashion. So it's a chirp.
Yes, I'm with you. Yeah, Boudreaux's literally will be at Paris.
And her makeup
week.
Is different for a third time, motherfucker.
No, this is Dawn. This is Dawn makeup. Everything else was like Dawn doing this, which isn't different, but yeah.
God, sound off in the comments. It's a chirp. Hershey Liqueur Jeté giving us her love of BET Plus, the failed streaming service.
This is a chirp on seasons 1, 2, or 3. It's
isn't
a
that funny?
Burp on season this. Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
Isn't it?
Isn't that funny? I have to burp it. I hate it. I love her with my whole heart, and I hate this with my whole heart.
That's the other thing, too, is I didn't actually hate it. It just doesn't hold a candle next to anything else that was on the runway.
Fully. So funny she chose to wear that, and I wish I could have seen her sister's faces when she put it on. Just like, ugh,
you know.
What? Mirage coming from her Lolo cry moment to giving us just, you know, I'm hot when I wear rags. What do you think?
Yeah, she is. And this is a total trip for me too, because of the, I wish I knew the actual struggle that happened in the runway. Like when she took it off and then put it on, was like, oh no. And she was going to switch completely and didn't and turned it into this. So here for that.
God, her walk is so good. I don't even understand it.
She's so hot as a boy and a girl. It's unreal.
Okay, here's my pitch for a Drag Race season. Drag Race, I'm hot when I wear rags. And we just get all those whores on one season. Like the bitches who like Tace, Naomi it's Smalls. Like
Drag Race, Naked Venus. And Afraid crossover. Yeah, fully.
Yeah, I'm hot when I wear rags. And we don't expect them to wear anything except rags. And we applaud them every single week.
Literally. Love this.
Chirp.
The pony was awesome.
The pony, which is, it is just a wig on the back of your head. Yeah. But she looks so good in it.
Yeah, she did.
Megami giving Rosie the Riveter. I actually liked this.
A big chirp, especially because she did it herself. And this was the best denim skirt that anyone did this week. And I love the mermaid at the bottom. And the mug was perfect. And this girl knows a shape. She knows her shape and she knows how to rock it.
I didn't want to like it, and that's proof that she deserves the chirp even more.
Absolutely.
It's great, and it's a weird pairing of colors that shouldn't work but do.
With no message.
Nope, she got the little rainbow flag in there. Okay, so she cares
she did more than
the rest of us. She loves queer art more than everyone else.
Doing Rosie is a message in anything anyway. Anyway.
A mandatory meeting. Giving executive realness. Uh-oh, she slipped. Do you clock that little slippity sloop?
I never did until you just said it.
I know, but I don't care. I think this is a chirp.
Yeah.
It's not changing fashion, but it's well tailored.
Yeah. She can put a piece together. Absolutely.
I like the hair. I like the mixture of
the hair.
You don't? You think it's insane?
No, I do not like the hair. I don't know what it is. I'm just like, maybe not that hair, but...
What is?
Okay.
You know what it looks like? You know when your mom was really into buying Murano glass vases?
Oh my fucking God, Mono. Oh my God. Nobody understood that.
Google and Murano glass vase.
Yeah, it's fully that. And also, I don't know what it is about this look that makes me just want to go out back and smoke a cigarette with her. Like, this is great.
I don't know.
I love her. I really do love her.
I love her. Watch Untucked. Yeah. You'll fall more in love with her. You go, yes, bitch. Okay. Morphine Love Dion giving Jean a I'm a witch, but I'm a sexy a witch denim hat, witch.
I don't know why, but.
I love that she didn't know why.
It's a chirp. And the witch hat just gives me camp for no reason, and I love it.
I think
and
she's
the nails,
so pretty. Oh,
girl, I want more girls to wear these nails, like long,
they're so dumb.
Yeah, they're just great.
I'm going to burp it because it's giving me Jessica Simpson, Britney Spears. Well, mainly because of that little, the butt rag. What is that butt rag doing on her
that
garment?
Is holding up her BBL in case it falls out. That's what that is.
My I'm on the page is a rocker. She's rocking. She's giving Gwen Stefani.
Oh, she was giving me no doubt for sure.
Yeah. You mean no doubt she's in the bottom this week. Yeah, it wasn't great for me.
Yeah.
I just like the presentation, to be honest. I think it's not the worst.
No, I think she could have easily flipped this and gone Dion from Clueless, and she didn't. And she tried to go way too punk with it, and it just like fell flat.
Yeah, I just didn't like, I didn't buy the performance. Like the punk, that like 30% punk performance, I hate that. It's giving me rar. It was giving me, I don't know, I didn't, because I don't hate the elements.
Yeah, fully.
I'm weirdly going to chirp it after all the horrible things I said. I'm going to chirp
literally,
it.
You're wild. Well, good thing this is my podcast.
Please, I want it back. Okay, Q giving... I mean, this is unbelievable. I don't know what to call it. Every
perfection?
Pattern in the world. It's perfection.
Yeah, I think that's a thing too, where you use like so many different patterns and it somehow works. And this is the prime example of that. But the shape, the tailor, like this girl is more than a seamstress. She's like an artist behind the needle. It's insane.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the hair, I love that little headpiece and the like, I don't even know if we're going to call it a micro bang. I don't know what it is, but I love it.
It's gorgeous. It's funky. It's Helena Bonham Carter. It's, I mean, the patterns. I mean, it is.
The girls would buy this, literally.
Oh, yeah. They would be. The fact that she made this here is crazy.
In a time crunch.
They should have done a double win, I think.
Fully. Oh, my God. If there was ever a time for it, it was now.
It was now. This is amazing.
It was now. It was now.
And then not to now be outdone, this. Nymphia Wind.
And that critique was spot on, saying it's hard to make neutrals look this eye-catching. And it is. And this is just perfect. It's giving me Mad Hatter.
It's unbelievable to not only make a garment this gorgeous, but also style it this well is criminal.
Yeah. And she criminal. Must have had done something similar to this before to know she how to make those look so 3D.
Yeah. Just,
to turn ties into a bow tie. Come on.
What am I looking at? This is unbelievable. I mean, I don't even know where to, the way it cinches, but the way it's layered, that
if Disney supported the gays, this is what you'd be meeting at the Magic Kingdom.
Thank you. Oh my God. If they actually let a drag queen do Melissa McCarthy's makeup, this is what she would have looked like.
My God, I love you so much. It's insane. This is great. This is so good. So good.
The details are insane. That bolero with the exaggerated shoulder.
Now, I thought this was as good as Q's Man on the Moon, which is why I had such a hard struggle with who got
it. It is a struggle.
Now, I do believe you fully should have been a double win.
It should have. Safira giving Roberta the Builder, in her words.
Really? It was Safira giving Chucky to me.
Oh my God, you're calling her a good guy and not a good girl?
No, I love it. It was that, but I do think it's good regardless of who you think it's giving. Like, it's great.
It's really, great. Really good. It's really
they
good.
Also
it's
said
not
it was
as good as the other
Shucked,
two.
Which was a musical reference, by the way, in case you didn't know that.
I did know that, but I haven't seen Shucked.
It is giving Shucked.
It's really cute. It's definitely a chirp. It's
executed.
I would hate to follow
very
the other
well.
Girls. Very
I
well.
Think those three in that order are going to be top three.
They're amazing. The stiffness of this denim and the loud print. I don't know. It's all cool.
It's a yes. It's hardcore fantastic.
Plain Jane giving deconstructed 80s bitch. What do you think?
I struggled. I really struggled because I loved the hair the most out of this whole thing, which makes me want to burp it. But I do think for what it is, it was done fine.
Yeah,
I don't
she
think
styled
it's
it
bad.
Well.
Yeah, I don't think it's bad.
I don't think it's bad. I think she has pretty good taste, to be honest with you. And it hurts me to say that. She has pretty good taste. It's a chirp. It's pretty.
It is a chirp. I could have done bigger jewelry, I think, especially on the wrists. And the necklace could have been probably like double the size to match how big that hair is, but
her beauty's doing a lot
of
heavy lifting, but hey, she knows how to beat her mug and that wig is good.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck, that's good. You're right.
Tsunami Muse giving schoolgirl, giving Naughty Baby did a no-no. Shout out to Daphne Aguilera. Shout out to the Andy Dick sketch show. What'd you think?
Full chirp. I loved it. I thought it was playful, fun, friendly. I love how she sold it on the runway as like naughty schoolgirl, naughty teacher. And she, those legs are fucking everything.
Yeah, she's great. She's a great model.
Great. She is.
She's a great model.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you said earlier, the model, I don't know how far the modeling is going to take her.
I don't see her going to the top, but I am enjoying watching her on the show.
Yeah, same. Plain Jane giving
Are you sure? It's not plasma, maybe?
Oh, fuck.
It's okay. It is my podcast, so I'll invite you back.
That is a racial microaggression. That is a microaggression. And that's the T. And that's to quote
I had a hard time with the patterns on this one. I just felt like they weren't proportioned. Like, right? I don't know.
Yeah, it wasn't great, was it?
But it was good. It just, I don't know. It was missing just a little bit of whatever it's missing.
I'm going to have to burp
it. But it is good. I'm going to chirp it because I do think it
Fuck, am I going to chirp it?
Again, I couldn't make this if my life depended on it.
Yeah, no, if yeah. Right. I am going to burp it just because I think it.
Her face is
I don't
beautiful.
Know for sure, but I feel like this silhouette is easy to put together. And if that's not true, I can tell you it's easier to put together than what the majority of the other girls did. So
I know. Holy shit. We did it in a pretty reasonable amount of time. We're doing pick, rate a queen. They're rating a queen. Their top three, of course, are Nymphia, Saphira, and Q. And they rate their bottom queens, Geneva, and Hershey, and who am I forgetting? Geneva, Hershey, and Maya. That yes. is our bottom three. Did you agree with that as a whole?
I did, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that was fair because even though I was like, oh, I hope Megami's in the bottom because I'm a monster. Mm-hmm. I was like, but she didn't deserve to be in the bottom if I'm being serious and 100.
No, I fully agree with you too. And her last look that she made herself, which to me, those last looks held more weight to the overall everything. That look was great. I am curious as to how close Dawn was to getting into the top three. I wish we could have found out those percentages because Dawn's looks were superb. They just quite weren't at where Q and Nymphia were at.
And that's why you'll also love Untucked. She also says, damn, I wish I was in the top, but I'm not going to sit here and pretend like theirs weren't.
You've sold
insanely
me.
Insanely good.
You've sold me on Untucked. I will be watching Untucked this
it's
season.
So
I watched
hard to
the
find.
First two. I just haven't watched this one for some reason.
I haven't seen the first two Untucked, and now I need to go watch those.
Look at us. Who are we?
Okay. Anything else to say before we talk about? And then I'll be curious to see when Raida Queen becomes messy later on.
Well, they said it's done, right? There's just those.
Oh, they're closing the book on it? That kind
of
makes
not.
Sense.
I hope not. I would love to see it all season, truthfully. I really would.
Shout out to the girls. Here's a note for the girls they can't take because production has been over for a year. Just throw away and that's the T line. Just throw it away.
Yep. Didn't need it, maybe.
Didn't need it. I just, you know, sometimes less is more. And don't, you know, sometimes performance is too much. Both of the girls say, I don't need to use my immunity potion. And they're correct. Mm-hmm. They're correct.
None of them
good
had
calls.
None of them, they didn't have strong allyship with any of the bottom girls. So there was no reason to use it at that time. Plus, using it on one of those bottom girls was not the move because I don't see any of those three, with the exception of Geneva, who we knew was not going to go home compared to those other two. I never saw them doing like so good later on that it was a strategic move to save them now.
Yeah. Interesting. And interesting that Rue saves. I can't wait. And I know there's more story there. I honestly think Rue was like, this bitch has the nerve to look me dead in the face and say, no, I'm not low energy. I'm not. Like, and I think Rue knows that's there's story there. So we cannot send her home. There's story there.
Oh, I think so too. And I can't believe she had the audacity to say that as she looked like she was standing on top of Big Ben getting her hair blown to the west. But who am I to say anything about that?
I know Rue's look. I love that she's just experimenting with shit. And I love this like weird blunt updo.
Yeah.
I love it.
Michelle is the chirp of the runway on the judges panel for me this
Michelle
week,
looks great. And I adore Isaac Mizrahi. I think he's really cute.
Oh, so fully.
Like, and I thought his critiques were good, which is like so lovely to be like helpful.
His critiques were correct, actually.
They were correct. So now we have our lip sync, and unfortunately, Geneva V. I wonder how soon Maya's gonna cry. Okay, we'll talk about that later. I think she's gonna cry in two episodes. No, next episode. We'll see. We have Geneva V. Hershey LaCourgette. And they're lip syncing. What did you think of the lip sync?
Don't know. I feel like Hershey has so much more to give in a lip sync than what she did in this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was bummed. It was weird. I like them both, but I was like, come on, Hershey, send Geneva home? ?
No, I was definitely never saying that, but I did think she could have made it harder for Geneva. For sure.
I agree.
I mean, she's a jeté.
She's a jeté, which is so heartbreaking. And I agree that almost immediately Geneva's winning this lip sync. But I love Hershey, but maybe she went too comedic. I don't, yeah.
Yeah, I think that was it, actually. And I think she maybe tried to, like, sell this look as one of those Tyler Perry homage paying moments, and it just, just didn't.
Yeah, it just didn't. I think Hershey's amazing. I think I'm hoping and praying and manifesting that she will be in a Tyler Perry film. I think that would be so cool and full circle and deserved for her to please, universe, put her in a Tyler Perry movie because she has the charisma and talent. She deserves it.
Yeah, and she is a fantastic queen. You know, if the first out queen is this good, you know this is going to be a killer season.
I know. Well, Geneva stays, Hershey goes, and Nymphia wins, of course, as we said. Girl.
That was it.
What a fun season it's going to be.
I'm so excited for it. I cannot wait.
Me too. Cannot wait. It's going to be a gag. Remind us where we can come support you, where we can watch you live, all that shit, Joe.
Oh, well, my comedy special, Don't Eat the Crayons, is out on YouTube right now. You can just search it, Don't Eat the Crayons, Joe Dombrowski. Please go watch it. If you came from Drag Her, you let me know that in the comments. Say, I came here from Mono, yes. and I love that for us. And then also, I am back on the road. I'm going to be in Lexington, Kentucky this week, then Portland, Seattle, Vancouver, all over the country from now until June. So you can get tickets at thejoedombrowski.com. And my full tour schedule is there. Thanks for having me, girl.
Links are below. Go watch Joe. I mean, if you've seen the clips online, you know Joe's fucking slaughters. So go. Can I have my pod back yet?
It's yours.
Yay! Before we go, reminder that you can follow us at Drag Her Podcast and you can give us a review on Apple Podcasts like this one from It's Davey. This one is going to be one of my favorite reviews ever. And let me know if you clock this reference. The review is, I feel the earth move. This podcast has a very unique style. It's like pop rock meets Broadway meets jazz and R&B. A very unique combination of all the three. At least that's how I would describe it. Out of a 1 to 10 scale, I'd give it an 8. Also, Mark McGrath is a hottie. I can't deny that. Thank you, It's Davey. Does that reference do anything to you? It's really niche gay.
That was wild, truly. Like, your fans are exactly who I thought they are. They're millennials.
They're millennials. So that was an American Idol reference to the one and only Mary Gilbo. Thank you. Honestly, thank you for bringing that back in my life. I do a lip sync as Mary Gilbo, and I love everything about
the earth move under my feet. I feel the
skies slows down. I like know the Mary Gilbo dance.
Oh, I love it.
I love you, Joe. All right, y'all. Till next week. Let the music play.
Was a HeadGum original.